Hi everyone. Today we'll continue in our Advent devotions and we'll look at 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and believe that the love that God has for us, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us that we may have confidence for the day of judgment because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So this passage is really clear in what it's talking about. And that's verse 19 here. We love because he first loved us. Really, all of 1 John is an encouragement to love, right? To love others, to show people the love of Jesus, the love of God. But it starts, of course, because he first loved us. In this passage, we're told that in verse 9, in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world. God displays his love. He manifests it. It's like he's showing us tangibly his love for us by sending Jesus for us. And that's what we remember at Christmas, right? That's what we remember in this season, is that God sent Jesus to us. And Jesus is a representation, is the love of God made manifest, tangibly shown to us that God sent Jesus to us. Now, of course, it didn't just stop there. Jesus came. God's love was made manifest through Jesus coming, but it was displayed and then demonstrated as Jesus went to the cross for us, dying for our sins, the propitiation of our sins. God displayed this sacrificial love for us. And God is the one who made the first step. He's the one who did it. It's not that we necessarily even asked for him to show us his love in that way, but God is the one who takes that first step to share his love with us. And as we remember that, as we remember the love of God shown through Jesus, it should change something within us. It means that we, in turn, love others. Verse 20, it's almost scary if you read this and you think about if we evaluate ourselves through the lens of it. It says, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. And we're told here that if you're not able to love, maybe you don't know the love of God. Verse 8, anyone who does not love does not know God. If we have received this love, as we remember the love of Jesus, if we know this, we put our faith in Jesus, it means we love. And there's no bounds to this. There's no, like, we'll love some people or love people that are easy to love, but all people, our brothers, our sisters, our family members, our friends, our roommates, our enemies, all everyone around us, we are called to love because God is love and God has shown his love to us. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for our hearts that we can understand in a deeper and deeper way the love of God for us. Let's pray for ourselves in this Advent season that we will be reminded of this love made manifest, and that as we're reminded by that love, that we'll be transformed by that love, and that we will show others that love as well. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you came and you demonstrated, you made manifest the love of God with your life and with your death on the cross for us. Forgive us, Lord, because we struggle to love others so much. But I pray that we will keep going back to your sacrifice for us, your love for us, and that will, we pray that will transform us. And we pray that even with like a mustard seed of faith in that love, that we will love others. We'll show people that love, even people we find it hard to love for. Give us your strength. Fill us with your spirit. Use us, God, to love others. In your name we pray. Amen.